wastewater agreements.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name's Keith Braun. I have two wastewater agreements. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement 843-4, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Vincent Overlook LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Vincent Overlook Phase 3B located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertaining motion.
You got it.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
I'll second it.
Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah.
Any questions on the motion?
No, he's just building more houses. He's got more, it's growing.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Okay, very good. Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Schultz.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement Number 399-1. Sussex County and Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Sandcap LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Sandbar Village, Revision 1, located in West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertaining motion.
I'll introduce it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
Bob Jones.
Man did an excellent job.
Oh,
maybe
good.
We ought to recommend him come back.
Mm-hmm. Pass this down.
Good morning.
Here today for awarding of a project to Jerry's Incorporated, the Lockwood Subdivision project.
Been hidden.
Jerry's Incorporated.
Jerry's Incorporated. It's a Lockwood Subdivision project. It's in our Chapter 96. Sussex Community Improvements.
Yes.
The project basically consists of upgrading the roads like the Homeowners Association requested, mm-hmm. with some miscellaneous corrections to the drainage and patch and those sort of items. We received bids on the project July 31st. Three bids were received. They range from the low that Jerry's was of $693,351 to a high of $976,419. Our engineer's estimate was $824,580. And the information I gave in your packets, there was three add alternates that the Homeowners Association was considering adding. I put down them because we were afraid we were going to overrun what we had budgeted. They have sent us a letter requesting that we add all three, which was in his low bid. That was his total low bid. So basically, that's the three little adds were putting back the speed bumps, replacing the existing concrete valley gutters, and painting stop bars at the stop signs. Just a little more visual effect to have people stop. They were complaining about running the stop signs in the subdivision. Any questions?
Yeah, it's private road, and would DelDOT be constructing drainage on either side of those roads, or who's responsible for that?
Of the subdivision roads?
Mm-hmm.
The Homeowners Association actually owns the road right away within
right.
the subdivision.
So who's responsible for the drainage off the road?
The Homeowners Association.
Is that part of the contract?
We're regrading a couple of swale areas.
Okay.
We're not doing the whole 2.74 miles of roadway drainage.
No. Okay.
They couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I get a lot of calls about that.
Right.
That's money. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Now, I do understand that DelDOT does have in their plans to tie in and overlay Dorman Road where this Lockwood subdivision is. Fronts the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do not know if they're going to do any drainage work out front when they fix the road.
Okay.
That I'm not sure of.
Okay.
All
right. Any more questions? You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project Number 12-21, Chapter 96, Sussex Community Improvement Project, Lockwood Subdivision, be awarded to Jerry's Inc. for the bid of $693,351.
I'll take that one. I'll do that one.
Second.
Have a motion, Mr. Deemer, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Engineer's $130,000 off.
Take a vote, Mrs. Deemer.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Jewel Gibbons. I don't see Jewel Gibbons. Oh, I do see Jewel Gibbons. There she is. She snuck in. There you go.
Come on down.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. I have one item, the bid award for contract 13-08, the administration building atrium infill. This involves the renovation of approximately 900 square feet of existing office space to convert it into a conference room, caucus room. This involves the selective demolition of existing walls and floors, etc., with the installation of new walls, floors, doors, cabinetry, and so on. Bids were opened on July 31st, and John L. Briggs and Company of Georgetown, Delaware was the apparent low bidder with a bid of $133,900. The bid was evaluated and found to be complete in all respects. Therefore, it saw a recommendation that the contract be awarded to John L. Briggs and Company.
You have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract 13-08, Sussex County Administrative Offices Atrium Infill, be awarded to John L. Briggs and Company of Georgetown, Delaware, at a bid amount of $133,900.
Okay, a motion.
Where's this? Go ahead.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions, Mr. Wilson.
And where's this work being done?
This is in the basement of this building.
Of this building. And what was the purpose of it?
This is to construct a new caucus room slash conference room.
A caucus room?
Yes.
To take the place of the room we have out here, a bigger room downstairs in the atrium.
We're going downstairs to have our caucus?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deemer.
Yes.
Cole. Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson, let's back up here. I think Ms. Edwards is here now.
I do believe she is. Ms. Edwards, would you like to come forward? We'd like to have a check presentation this morning.
Be nice.
That's okay.
That's quite all right.
Okay.
We're going to recognize First State Community Action Agency this morning. No, you're fine. With a check presentation, all the good work that they do.
Do all this right over here. Are you dead here? Good seeing you. Let's go get your picture taken here. Get this.
I'm sure you can deposit it, but you can try it. Now you can. Senator.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for all you do. We
thank
appreciate
you so
your
much.
Help. I think next is grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant is Seaford Police Department. They are requesting funds for their community night out against crime and drugs. Last grant received was from Mr. Vincent, Councilmatic grant of $500.
So I want to make that motion again.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 from my Councilmatic grant account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deemer.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Okay, next one is the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. They're requesting funds to support the Rehoboth Beach Independent Film Festival that attracts visitors from more than 25 states. The last grant received was $1,000, $500 for Ms. Deemer, and $500 for Mr. Cole.
I'll make that motion again.
As you remember, my account is a little bit low, and I would have my donation be half of what I gave last year, just to be on the safe side.
Already, you just got your low already? No, okay. Oh, okay.
Motion,
yes,
Mr. Cole.
That's fine, whatever.
To grant $500 from Mr. Cole's account, $250 Mrs. Deemer's account.
That's correct.
Total of $750. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deemer?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore?
There are no new zoning ordinance, or no zoning ordinances to be introduced.
Lawson, could you check our.
Yes, sir.
Sheet back there.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
Filling in for Chip, are you today?
Anything I can do. It's a high benchmark. I'm going to try to make it.
Fine job you're doing. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to back up on this credit card issue. First of all, anybody dumb enough to pay with a credit card is not too smart to start with. But that's not the issue. The issue is every business that accepts a credit card charges you, the customer, from 3 to 5%. You just don't see it. It's added onto the bill in the price of the goods. Now, let's go to an auction. Cole, you know about auctions. What does it say? We accept credit cards, some of them. And it says we have a charge for a credit card up to 5%.
I prefer you not to use my name in public.
Yeah, right. But you've been there. You know it's there. I don't know whether you're dumb enough to use a credit card or not, because I don't own a credit card.
I don't want to.
And see, by me buying something, everybody here that uses a credit card, guess what? I subsidize you.
So who's the dumb one?
I am. Because, but I'm still smart enough to not use a credit card, because I can use cash, and if I'm at the right place, they will give me a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, if these people want to pay that 2.whatever% to pay for this county taxes, let them have at it. It's not your business on how they pay. If they want to pay and be done, it's their business, not your business. We're not going to subsidize them. I'll be dead gum I'm going to subsidize them. No way in this world. Ain't going to happen.
I didn't say that.
We'll have a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Now go to executive.